Harper Children's Audio presents Rivals, a Baseball Great Novel by Tim Green. Performed by Tim Green.
Chapter 1. When the sun came blasting in through the hotel room curtains on Sunday morning, Josh pulled aside the shades and felt the thrill of being in a championship game wash over him like the sunlight. The feeling quickly sank into a sea of doubt. Being considered a great player by the Titans was one thing, but the better their team did, the better the competition became. There were other kids out there, not many, but they were there, whose skills rivaled Josh's. Josh's father, a mountain of a man who'd been a first-round draft pick out of high school but spent all of his 13 years as a pro in the minor leagues, told Josh that if he wanted to be truly great, he had to relish the thought of a rivalry.
"Great players always want to go up against the best," his father would say, "even if they don't win. A real rivalry is when teams or players go back and forth between who wins and who loses, so when they play each other, both are at their very best."
It bothered Josh that he didn't relish the thought of a good rivalry. He just couldn't help wishing for the kind of games where they swamped the other team. That's how it had been in this qualifying tournament so far, but Josh knew that it wouldn't be true today. He'd be up against the tournament's best pitcher, and the sickening dread smothering the thrill made him feel that he was something less than what his father wanted him to be. These were the kind of feelings he could only talk about with one person, Jaden Niedermeyer. Somehow, her being a girl let him speak freely, and her perky reply hadn't made him sorry.
"Everything you do, Josh," she had said, "you do well. You work to be the best. If having a rival you look forward to is part of what it takes to be great, don't worry. It'll happen. Just be you, Josh. That's all you have to do."
Benji, his other best friend and roommate on the road, rolled over in his twisted pile of sheets and groaned.
"Turn it off," Benji said, blindly swatting the air.
"Come on," Josh said. "The Toledo Nighthawks are the only thing between us and the Hall of Fame tournament in Cooperstown."
"Hall of Fame tournament?" Benji asked, scrunching up his face.
"It's supposed to be the biggest thing in youth baseball," Josh said. "It's the first major tournament of the summer. My dad said that this year they're going to have more people watching on TV than the Little League World Series. He said the teams are going to be the best of the best."
"You don't have to tell me how big it is. I'm a Cooperstown veteran," Benji said, pulling a pillow over his head that muffled his words. "You see my Babe Ruth paperweight, haven't you? The one where he's in a Red Sox uniform? That's how I like to think of him. The Red Sox being the greatest franchise in baseball history and all."
"But you never played there," Josh said, yanking Benji's covers off the bed. His oversized friend was wearing white boxer shorts spotted with red hearts. Josh laughed, thankful for something to lighten his mood.
"No wonder you wanted to undress in the dark. Where'd you get those things?" "I can't help it if I'm a lady killer," Benji said, his face turning as red as the hearts.
He slipped sideways into the bathroom, covering as much of his shorts as he could.
"Lady killer?" Josh said. "Girls love a man with good taste in underwear," Benji said from behind the bathroom door.
"What are you talking about?" Josh said, still laughing.
"No one's going to see your underwear. Not any ladies, anyway. Unless you're planning on flashing someone at the pool."
"It's not about what they see," Benji said, bursting forth from the bathroom with his baseball pants hiding the hearts.
"It's an attitude. Women can smell it on you."
Josh could only shake his head as he ran a comb through his hair.
"Look at you," Benji said. "I know you're working yourself over in that mirror pretty hard for Jaden."
Josh rolled his eyes.
"Cut it out. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings."
"Everyone knows she's crazy about you," Benji said, pulling on the rest of his uniform and pitching his voice like a girl's.
Oh, Josh, you're so strong. Is it even a challenge for you to hit a home run with those 200-foot fences after playing all those games in U14?
Benji made kissing noises.
Would you rather I didn't smack them over the fence? Josh asked.
What Benji heard Jaden say was true. Until Josh and Jaden exposed his former coach, Rocky Valentine, for steroid dealing, Josh had been part of a U14 travel team. He'd gotten experience playing with kids 2 years older than he was on a field that was much bigger. The fence for U14 was at about 300 feet instead of the 200 feet for Little League, or U12. The bases, too, went down from 90 feet apart at U14 to 60 for U12. It was Josh's incredible vision, being able to see the ball the instant it left the pitcher's hand and read its spin, as well as his unusual size and strength for a 12-year-old that let him keep up with the older kids.